This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This BFM Budget 2021 special is brought to you by Marsing.
BFM 89.9, you're listening to The Morning Run with Lynn, Roshan and Noel. In about half an hour, we're going to be speaking with Dr. Hamidin Abdul Hamid of the Ilham Centre for some updates on what's happening in local politics. But in the meantime, let's talk about hotels. Because Budget 2021 is scheduled to be tabled this Friday, and here on The Morning Run, we'll be speaking with industry heads all week long to get their thoughts and expectations for the budget. But of course, one of the sectors battered by the COVID-19 pandemic is no doubt the hotel sector,
which has suffered booking cancellations and low occupancy rates amidst broader closures and also low travel activity. I think hotels are pinning high hopes on the budget to revive the sector's fortunes and help them stay afloat.
Yeah, we've actually running a poll on Twitter right now. What budget incentives would encourage you to stay at a hotel post-CMCO? Tax reliefs being one option, tourism vouchers, cash handouts, and nothing at this point. Nothing at this point with 35% of the vote, but it's quite evenly spread across the board, with tourism vouchers coming in second.
So for more on this morning, we have with us Liap Lip Singh, Chief Executive Officer of the Malaysian Association of Hotels. Lip Singh, thank you for joining us. Now, how has the recent bout of the CMCO affected the hotel sector, especially when people are told not to travel across state or district lines?
Good morning. It's not that people are not told not to travel, they're told that they are not allowed to travel. So hotel occupancy dropped with the increase of COVID-19 cases at the end of September to about 35% in the first week, and then 30% in the second week. And when the CMCO started, by the third week, hotel occupancy actually dropped to a low 22%. And last week, it was 20%. So it is still dropping with massive cancellations recorded at all destinations, not just in Kuala Lumpur, Selangor, or Putrajaya, but all over the place cancellations are recorded. So now that the CMCO has been extended, the situation is worsening overall. Occupancy will drop further, and we are afraid it may go as low as initially when MCO started in March. It went down to about 5%, and this will push any possibility of tourism recovery further, which, given the current situation, not even by the end of 2021.
Can you actually just clarify, under this CMCO, can people actually stay in hotels for staycation as long as it's within the state of where your residential address is?
That is actually quite a grey area. While the Ministry of Tourism and the Ministry of International Trade and Industry says that if you're allowed to operate, but they do not encourage people going out of their homes without any proper reasons or valid reasons. So hotels are still open. You can still go to the hotel if you are within the same area. And if there are no roadblocks stopping you from traveling from one destination to another, you can still move around. So that is quite a grey area. But as your polls are showing at the same time as well, I think people just do not want to travel or move around that much. The lack of confidence and the risk that they're taking, they just rather stay at home.
Lip Singh, on this note, actually, we've actually seen a trend of work from home packages being offered by some hotels. Are these packages enough to offset losses suffered by the hotels, or at least show a trend of diversification of business?
Let me put it this way. Anything and everything we see with the hotels now, from attractive staycations to super deals to work from hotel packages that includes free flow coffee and services, will never be enough. Hotels lost billions. Initially, we anticipated 6.3 billion in losses of revenue for the year, with no end in sight now, and we are already in November. This amount could be higher and will be higher. So the short answer to this is that nothing will offset the losses suffered by hotels.
Now, with this in mind, right, what we this could go on for some time. With that in mind, how do you see hotels being needing to change the business model? What can be done realistically from a low-hanging fruit perspective?
I think this question popped up much earlier, sometime in April, May, and by June, when the RMCO started, hotels were allowed to open for domestic tourism. So hotels started to venture on different ideas, such as work from home and co-working space. We have stepped into the co-working space industry, and but it did not pick up much because there wasn't that much of demand anyway. And then hotels started looking at other things to cross to other industry and put a little bit more focus into in-room entertainment, where if let's say our hotel guests are not allowed to move out too much, at least they can enjoy the facilities, they can enjoy whatever we offer inside the room. So At the moment, hotels are looking into more of their what are the available resources that they have and what they can do more with it without spending more. Manpower controls are being put in place so that we can minimize our losses. But at the same time, we want to make more from what we have. And one of the main advantage of a hotel is we have the luxury of space, such as lobbies and cafes and restaurants and meeting rooms and conventions. So those are the things that we can capitalize on at the moment.
Which hotels are the most affected? Will it be like the 5-star, 4-star, 3-star?
It wouldn't be by star rating, but it will likely be on a location. The cities and the main cities, especially like Kuala Lumpur, Selangor, and even Johor, and those who have had high dependency on foreign arrivals, such as Sabah, those are really badly affected. And if you put it on the other perspective, those who are actually experienced a little bit more on recovery would be the beaches and the islands, regardless of star rating, because those are the places that the local tourists will go to.
So, Lip Seng, I mean, you've talked thus far about the struggle that's facing the hotel industry and the fact that, you know, no matter what kind of diversification we're seeing at this point in time, it's not going to be enough. Do you expect to see hotels closing in the coming months? You know, what's your expectation for the sector as we go into Q4?
Okay, I think the closure started sometime in when the MCO started in March. So there were a couple of hotels that, after waiting 2 or 3 weeks, they said, no, this is not going to work. They decided to close in April or May. So that was the first round of closures. Then when we move into recovery MCO, RMCO in June and up to now, hotels basically had a little bit of hope that they can still continue. But looking at current situation where since the end of September, things are worsening, hotels are forced again to make a difficult situation. A decision on this situation that if they need to continue another 2 or 3 months this way, if we are looking at the CMCO in KL, Putrajaya and Selangor, and also the situation in Sabah and all these cases that are increasing, they may just need to make another decision if they need to close or if you need to lay off more employees. We would expect to see a couple more in the coming 1 or 2 months.
So, Lip Seng, on that note, what would you like? We see expect a tabling of budget 2021 at the end of this week. What would you like to see in that tabling?
Okay, I think the budget is very important for the coming 1 to 2 years recovery for tourism. So, firstly, we would like to see initiatives to lower compliance costs. We spend a lot to comply the regulations and all these permits and everything that is required to do business. So, we need them to actually reduce the cost of doing business. The industry is looking forward to, of course, more tax releases and incentives. There's no better time to introduce more now. And alongside of that, reclassification of electricity tariffs, which is one of the highest burden of the hotels, to industry tariffs instead of commercial. At the moment, we are paying commercial tariffs, which is very high. So we also want this to extend another discount. Initially, we had 15% discount electricity up to September, but it has stopped since then. We are also asking for 50% discount on electricity up to March next year. And we want the government to look into restructuring taxes for tourism and the hotel industry. The bulk of taxes and the burdens that we have on from SST to digital tax to tourism tax, entertainment tax, heritage tax, tourism promotional fees, local hotel fees and all these are all counterproductive to tourism and they are added burden to the tourists, not just to the hotels. And secondly, of course, we need the government to acknowledge that the tourism and hotel industry is still very weak and fragile. It is extremely sensitive to the current situation and we are suffering at the moment and we will not be able to stand on our own. Current wage subsidy that is about 600 ringgit per person up to a maximum 200 employees, it's not enough. We need to adopt a model that most countries have done it and is proven to work, that is based on a percentage of the wages. We have asked for 50% wage subsidy for those who are earning up to 4,000, 30% for those who are earning between 4,000 to 8,000. This is a proven model and this should work for us as well. So we need that to come in as soon as possible. Thirdly, a little sensitive on this is that we need the budget to allocate more for enforcement. I think we have seen our industry and the economy being suffering for many years, and there are a lot of leakages in the industry because of lack of enforcement. for the hotel industry, to be specific, we had home sharing and Airbnb that does not contribute back to industry, but they're operating freely. And because of that, we have lost a lot of money in terms of tax revenue for the government, as well as revenue for the industry. We estimated the loss of SST to the government about over 114 million a year. And the industry lost 1.9 billion of revenues to Airbnb alone. So the government needs to do something about it, and it needs to be done now. We seriously need help now.
Thank you very much for speaking with us this morning, Lip Sing. That was Yap Lip Sing, Chief Executive Officer of the Malaysian Association of Hotels, giving us quite the dire picture of the state the industry is in at this point in time. So amongst his hopes for Budget 2021 include lower compliance costs, wage subsidies, as well as the reclassification of electricity tariffs, which he points out are some of the biggest issues that the hotel industry is facing right now. So do continue to let us know what you think on the poll we have running on the BFM Twitter account, asking you what budget incentives would encourage you to stay at a hotel post-CMCO. But we're about to head into the 7:30 news now, so stay tuned to BFM 89.9.
This BFM Budget 2021 special was brought to you by Masing.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.